And welcome to Living Money's Manifesto for Monday, the 2nd of November 2015. Hi, I'm Jeremy Deeds, financial life planner with over 25 years' experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and the founder of Living Money. So on Sunday morning on Radio 4's Something Understood, John McCarthy asked, when is enough enough? And with ecological economist Professor Tim Jackson and others, McCarthy discussed whether our desire for wealth and status, which extends into a yearning for more time, more space, more love, more looks, and much more, actually leads to less contented lives. And this complex and timeless question struck a chord in me for a couple of reasons. As most of you know, markets have dropped between 10 and 15% over the last few months. And at the same time, clients have become much more interested in their portfolios. The number of clients logging in to see the value of their portfolios has increased quite significantly. And whilst none have rung to express concern, this increased curiosity is certainly a symptom of fear that a portfolio which they may have felt was not enough in the first place is even less than enough now. And listening to John McCarthy and his guests also made me face one of the contradictions in my professional life. I work with clients to help them understand that less is more and that the endless pursuit of higher returns can be both financially and psychologically destructive. Indeed, in my book, I devote a whole chapter to the concept of letting go, not only of our physical possessions, but also of our egos, which thrive on wealth and power. My financial life planning work with clients is underpinned by the principles that money is a means to an end, not an end in itself, and that true wealth lies in ourselves, not in our portfolios. However, come the first Monday of the month, when I put together my monthly markets commentary, I hear myself talking about how much markets have risen or fallen, how rising GDP is important for rising markets, and how generally up is a good thing, whilst down is a bad thing. So this first Monday of the month, I thought I'd forego my usual market commentary and instead join in McCarthy's discussion about when enough is enough. McCarthy started by reciting the maxims of spiritual leaders and philosophies past and present from around the world. Always leave something for the fatherless, the foreigner, and the widow. If you want money more than anything, you will be bought and sold. If you have a greed for food, you will become a loaf of bread. This is a subtle truth. Whatever you love, you are. And finally, true wealth does not burn. It cannot be stolen by a thief. We have probably all been through times when we have had plenty and times when we have been badly in need. I know I have. That's life. The art is to find that balance between the two. The younger we find it, the better. Most of us yearn for the serenity and contentment that comes with this financial balance. How many of us actually achieve it, though, is a moot question. My own personal experience and those of many of my clients is that fear and greed are powerful drivers. When we have too little, the desire for more drives our lives, leading us into those well-paid but soul-destroying jobs. Paradoxically, the fear of losing it becomes our motivator when we have enough. And this is epitomised by the uptick in visits to our portfolios in times of market volatility. In July, I heard philosopher and psychologist Robert Rowland Smith talking about our wants and needs. His theory is that, as a developed society, we've gone beyond the basic needs of food, shelter and security. These are now commodities of little value, plentifully available to even those of modest means. Even brands which help us to fulfil our need for belonging are losing their value because the one thing we all need and want today is meaning in our lives. And here Rowland Smith is echoing McCarthy. Whilst we need money for the basics, too much money, or even the desire for more money, wealth and power, detracts from our ability to find meaning, which we only find through the serenity and peace that comes from financial balance. So, the key to a meaningful life is to have the power to learn where that financial balance lies, understanding that a marginal increase or decrease in our wealth is not going to achieve nirvana or lead us into the depths of despair. Professor Tim Jackson, author of the book Prosperity Without Growth, argues that ever-increasing growth is unsustainable. He wants us to redefine prosperity because the endless pursuit of money and things detracts from our humanity. Whilst Jackson admits that human selfishness embedded in our genes has been an evolutionary success story, flight or fight has mattered in our evolutionary progression, but, he argues, humans have developed beyond this to display a degree of selflessness, compassion, community and humanity not seen in most other species. He's been carrying out research into the relationship between affluence and happiness. He believes everyone has the power to change, to decrease the enough threshold, whether by dropping out for 15 minutes a day, practicing mindfulness, joining the Buy Nothing Day movement, taking a week out each year to be simply in the service of others, or in countless other ways. Jackson found that people who do this become measurably happier and really do start to live the good life. His concern, though, is they have to do it in an arena of constant struggle. They are going against the grain of the consumerist society, against the grain of a culture dominated by expectations and the thirst for novelty and new things. This pressure will get even worse in the run-up to Christmas, now celebrated in a way that is the antithesis of the event itself. Jackson suggests we have two specific personal responsibilities if society is to become more meaningful and balanced, and ultimately more happy. The first is simply just to do it, to find that 15 minutes to opt out or go for a day without buying anything. The second is to adopt a more active, progressive responsibility, to work to change the structures that stop us from being the best we can be. We can become more human, especially when we value our own worth and the worth of others more than our wealth and possessions. So I hope my decision to drop my monthly discourse on the state of the world's markets this month and instead examine why enough is enough might in its own small way lead to a marginal uptick in the world's humanity and happiness. Before I end, let me tell you a little bit about Living Money. Living Money coaches busy families in personal finance. We are not authorised to provide financial advice and do not recommend financial products. Instead, we aim to provide you with the tools and skills to buy the financial products that will best serve your life and money. You can see more about us on our website, www.livingmoney.com. That's it from me for this month. Thank you very much for listening. Have a very, very good week. Take care and go well.